The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, it's time for a show that is the first of its kind. A show that's informative. A show that pulls the curtain back on what is really going on in the streets and in the classroom. A show that is necessary. Brought to you by Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence. It's time for Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy. And now your host, the Executive Director and CEO of LEAD, Nick DeMauro.
Hey, everybody! Welcome to the Big Apple. Nick DeMauro here, the LEAD Guy. Yep, that's me. I'm here, AM 970, The Answer, live today. Live today from the broadcast studios here in Lower Manhattan, steps away from the World Trade Center. And it's just a great, great location, great spot. I'm sitting in the chair of the great Joe Piscopo here. He carries the chair during the week. I got it on Saturdays from 12 to 1. We have a great show today. We have a lot of stuff going on. We're really excited about the direction of our organization, the radio show, Battling Drugs and Violence. You should have gotten a plug on the earlier show from Dottie Herman, one of our newest board members, who was on 2 hours before us. And it's going to be a great show. I want to remind everybody that you can go to our website, leadrugs.org, like our Facebook page, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, and our Instagram and Facebook, at We Are LEAD. So please, get involved with us. We're starting a national corporate advisory board system to get all different groups from around the country involved and engaged in LEAD and the issues of LEAD and creating initiatives for all different types of verticals in the business world, and we're excited about the direction. Tomorrow, the big game at MetLife. Yep, LEAD is taking over MetLife Stadium tomorrow to be on the field and kick field goals and toss the football around and punt and do different activities. We hired a company to come in and do some exciting stuff. The event is going to be emceed by John Sterling, the voice of the New York Yankees. And I'm going to try to get him on a radio show. We're going to broadcast a radio show from the event tomorrow for next week. So next Saturday's show will be a broadcast from the Super Bowl event at the big game at MetLife. We have John Starks, the former All-Pro from the NBA Knickerbockers, and we have Carl Nelson, former Giants tackle, Sean Landetta, probably the greatest punter in the history of the Giants, who also, by the way, was the kicker for the Philadelphia Eagles. And so that'll be kind of cool to have one of the Eagles there for the big game. And we were excited. We also got one of my favorite receivers for the Jets, and that's Wayne Corbett, who will be on hand to sign autographs and stuff. And it's not too late. You can go to theleadfest.com and register. If you have any problems, you can go right to Nick DeMauro. I'll give you my personal email address right now, ndemauro, D-E-M-A-U-R-O, ndemauro, at leadrugs.org, leadrugs.org. If you have any problems getting tickets, you just get me, and they're only $100. We do have VIP tickets for $250, but for $100, you can get all everything, including all the autographs and great people. We have an auction. We have a DJ. It's going to be a great party. It's going to be the biggest event. We have approximately 250 to 300 people coming. It's going to be a really great great event. You're going to see us on Facebook tomorrow. We're going to have our team led by Nicholas and Dave Kirby. They're going to be broadcasting Facebook Live tomorrow from the event. So we're going to be it's going to be an exciting night. We also got some other big news, which I'll go into in the latter half of the show. But today we have with us a great man. I mean, in law enforcement, there are a lot of individuals that have embraced the field, the career of law enforcement. But I don't know many better than this man. This man served 50 years in law enforcement, 50 years. He just retired as the police chief in LaGrange, Georgia. And he was the former president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police. He's been noted for some very progressive thinking in law enforcement. We're going to talk about that. But joining us today, he's in Utah right now, actually with another member of IECP. And welcome to the show, Lou Dekmar, Chief Lou Dekmar. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nick, and I appreciate you inviting me to join you this morning.
Yeah, Lou, you know, 50 years, you know, it's a major, you know, I started my law enforcement career in 1978, which is in the 40s, but not, you know, a different path, you know, 20 years on the street. Now I've been more in a mission charitable work with law enforcement, but still serving a great field of law enforcement. But you were right. I mean, you were in the field for 50 years, pal. So tell us a little bit about your venture.
Well, I graduated from high school when I was 17, so my parents agreed to sign so I could go into the Air Force. And then as a result of that, I spent 4 years as a law enforcement specialist. So I guess if you count those 4 years, and I certainly would, those folks that make a career in law enforcement in the military contribute every bit as much as those in the civilian world. And when I was discharged in 77, which would have been about the time that you went into to policing, I started in Wyoming. As you remember, Nick, in the 70s, the economy was really faltering. You had double-digit inflation, double-digit interest rates, double-digit unemployment. But the area in the country that was popping was the Rocky Mountain region because of coal, uranium, and oil. And so I started my civilian career in a boom town in Wyoming and worked there. And then from there was hired as an investigator for the prosecutor's office. And did 10 years in Wyoming before I went to Georgia. And then I worked in Macon, Georgia, and then took a lateral job as a captain with a smaller agency in investigations, records, and communications. Finished my master's, took the chief's job in the Atlanta metro area, and then a chief's job in LaGrange 28 years ago, where I just recently retired from. So that's kind of a snapshot of where I started and where I ended up.
You know, you've traveled the country, Lou. Do you find that being in the South in Georgia is a little different than the North? I mean, you know, I know the days of the Civil War is over, but is it a different type of law enforcement, or is it basically the same?
Well, the law enforcement aspect of it is the same, but you deal I'm hesitantly use the word law enforcement because any agency you look at, about 10% of their calls for service result in an arrest. About 90% of them we're handling as a social worker, as a mediator, as someone that's referring folks to other services. So I think oftentimes, because we say it, law enforcement, I think the public thinks that's the majority of what we do, when in fact, of the hundreds of millions of calls a year that we respond to, we make something like 11 to 12 million arrests a year nationally. And in the area of use of force, when we talk about use of force, you know, there's about 1,000 fatal outcomes with the police, but that's involving 11 to 12 million arrests, hundreds of millions of contacts or calls for service, 50,000 assaults on police officers, 10,000 felonious assaults. And I think when you put in the context those incidents of force, people better understand that arrests are uncommon. Force is the exception to the rule, and deadly force is rare. But unfortunately, we've, I don't think, done a very good job of contextualizing, you know, the whole issue of force.
Yeah, I agree with you, Lou. And, you know, policing has taken such a curve over the last 20, 30 years. And, you know, growing up in a police background, my uncle was a lieutenant in Bergen County in Paramus. And the difference I see down in South and up in North, there's a very tight-knit group here. And, you know, my experience down in the South is that it's a lot of, you know, maybe it's the immigration thing in New York City and people coming over here. And it's a tight-knit group. But not today, not up here in the North. You can't, it's a changed thing. You know, the brother thing is not the brother thing anymore up here in the Northeast. But, hey, we got to take a break here. You're listening to Battling Drugs and Violence. I have the great Lou Dechmar, the legend of Georgia, on the phone. And he'll be joining us for another segment. And we'll be taking a break right now. But go to leadrugs.org, leadrugs.org. And I give a shout-out to Faye Collier down in Naples. She's listening down in Naples with her dog, Frankie. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
Whether on the street or in the classroom, LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, offers the most effective, evidence-based, tested, and proven curriculum delivered by law enforcement. LEAD instructors teach your children the skills they need to live healthy lives free of substance abuse and violence. Help LEAD create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country, and ultimately the world. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's leadrugs.org.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Call in to the Joe Piscopo Show and let your voice be heard.
Hey, let me go to Tom in Boca Raton.
Your show is, in my opinion, the great American story. Joe Piscopo's father, the family, Al, everybody in your show. You guys put together a team. I love your show. Everybody's beautiful. We're very fortunate to have a great American story, Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
We're back with Nick DeMauro and Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy.
Oh, Hey, we're back. This is Nick DeMar, the lead guy. Yep, that's me. I'm here with Lou Dekmar, Chief Lou Dekmar of IACP, retired police chief at LaGrange, Georgia. And Lou, it's an amazing career you had, and God bless you for all you've done. And one of the things you've been pushing for, and I know you've had some resistance, but I would like to talk about it. It's dealing with deadly force in a non-lethal way. Can you go into that a little bit, Lou?
Sure. You know, as we look at the body cam videos of these use of force incidents that result in the use of deadly force, it became clear to some of us in our department that the application of deadly force did not always have to result in death. And that was a direct result of the experience I had as IACP president, going to Europe, going to the Middle East, and learning that they train their officers, and instead of shooting center mass, if the officer can safely do this, which means they don't put themselves in harm's way, they don't put others in harm's way, to target something other than center mass. Now, Nick, you remember when we came in, what we call center mass in the 70s was trained shoot to kill.
Correct.
And they changed what we call it from shoot to kill to shoot center mass. And the reason it's called shoot to kill is that what we find are those individuals that are shot in the chest and the heart area have over about a 90% chance of having a fatal outcome. Those that are shot in the thigh and the stomach have about an 85% chance of recovering. And so what we did is, in addition to developing and requiring our officers to complete the standard course of fire, which is center mass, we developed a training protocol that targets the thigh and the stomach as an option. It's not required. Officers are not questioned as to why they didn't shoot some other area. It's just an option for them. We looked at over 5,000. There's about 20 to 30% that involve something other than a firearm. So this would be something officers would consider if they're facing someone with a 2x4, with a club, with a machete, with a sword, and there's sufficient distance that they could safely target that shot in something other than center mass. The other consideration was, in many of these instances, and in fact, 25% of the folks that we shoot and kill are affected by mental illness. And frequently we see these videos where somebody's got a hammer in their hand, they have a club in their hand, they have a machete in their hand, and they're advancing on the officer, and the officer, you know, starts shooting and sometimes shoots 8, 9, 10, 12 times, and they're shooting center mass. But our pulmonologists tell us that when you hit folks center mass, it may take up to a minute and a minute and a half for them to bleed out. So they continue towards you. Our orthopedic folks tell us that if you shoot in the pelvic girdle, the thigh area and the stomach area, that mechanically they can't come forward. And so they drop. So really, shoot to stop the threat in some instances are more effective targeting that lower area. We had an incident where one of our officers were charged with a fellow with a machete. He shot him three times, twice in the thigh and once in the stomach, and he immediately crumbled, and he was out of the hospital in jail 6 days later. It's an option. Our officers were allowed to complete anonymous surveys of the training, as they are any training. And 79% said that it was excellent training. 21% said that it was very good. And I had 103 comments and not one negative. And Nick, you know, to put on any training and not have a negative comment is pretty remarkable. But the general theme of the comments was, thank you for giving us this tool and allowing us to use our judgment. We know officers don't want to use deadly force, and in fact, many times they put themselves in jeopardy because they know when they shoot center mass, they're likely to kill somebody. And the folks that serve in policing are not individuals that are looking to kill somebody. So it's just an additional tool.
Well, I would think that it's a different situation if you're facing somebody with a submachine gun or an AR-15.
Oh, absolutely.
But if they're coming at you with a knife and you need to use deadly force, I would say that the best technique is exactly what you're describing, you know?
Depending upon the distance. I mean, if this guy's all over, you're going to shoot wherever you can be hit a shot. But, yes. And in these instances, Nick, most times the officer has his gun out. He's already targeted. This isn't where he's drawing and has to fire. This is where you have your gun out for we've looked at incidents where it's been up to 3 or 4 minutes, and they've got the gun pointed at him, and they're trying to negotiate, and then he starts coming at him. So the targeting isn't an issue. The effectiveness of the shot, according to outcomes that we see in Europe and the Middle East, don't compromise the officer's safety. And it's just an option for the officer.
Yeah, I applaud your progressive thinking here, Chief. And I hope that's a great legacy that you can push forward in your as you continue. I'm sure you're still going to be active in different law enforcement circles, and we appreciate that. Now, let me ask you this. What's been getting really big up here is the taser and different types of other types of protection.
Less lethal.
Yes. Is that positive down here?
Yeah, I mean, we've had taser, I think, since 97. New Jersey was a little unique in that you had legislation for the longest time that prohibited electrically controlled weapons,
right,
or devices. And as a result, the fewer tools you give officers, I mean, if you give officers a gun and a club, do not be surprised if they beat people up and shoot them. I mean, if those are the options you give them, and that's the training that they're provided, that's going to be their go-to tool. And so we have always explored a number of less lethal. We've had beanbag. We've had net guns when they had those. We have taser. We have pepper spray. We have bolo wrap. When bolo wrap was putting that out there, they asked us to pilot it. And an excellent company, because they took what we had suggested and they incorporated it into the device to make it more applicable and effective for officers' use. So, you know, I applaud any agency that seeks to find as many alternatives to deadly force when they're taking somebody into custody, because we all know that despite the rare occasion that we use deadly force, every time we do, there's always going to be questions, and that's the nature of being, you know, a police force in a democracy. When government takes the most serious action it can against a citizen, which is to hurt them or take their life, you got to be accountable for it. And
absolutely,
we have an obligation to make sure our officers have the tools and the support to do their job, and not put themselves legally in jeopardy by doing so. And you do that through training and providing tools and, good leadership and supervision.
Yeah, I was reading an excellent article on your retirement, Chief, and it said in there that one of the things you're proud about was that you didn't have that many officer-involved events with shootings during your career. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
Sure. We make, 60,000 calls a year, about somewhere between 4,000 and 6,000 arrests a year. We were probably one of the first to have all of our officers CIT trained back around 2004, 2005. And what we found are those same techniques used for crisis intervention for dealing with the mentally ill also helped with folks that are difficult, are drunk, are emotionally disturbed. And when all of our officers became CIT trained, our use of force was cut in half. We were running about 100 to 120 use of force, which could be anything from an arm bar to a shooting, went down to like 50-something. And I think last year we had 38 or 40. I think in the 28 years I was there, we've had like 18 or 19 police-involved shootings. We've not had in those years one officer that was shot or killed and as a result of a force issue. And despite the fact that, you know, we've shot some folks, so we've not had a fatal result as a result of those shootings.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I responded to an officer shooting when I was on the department less than 2 months, and it was crazy. And he lived, the officer lived, but we never caught the suspect. And actually, the officer Ron, he retired as a lieutenant, Ronnie Bacher. He retired and after the shooting, he had two misfires. The gun misfired. And within a week, we went from a .38 special to a .357 Magnum, it was a crazy time. It was a crazy time. So, but
yeah, Chief, 70s were were an interesting time. You know, folks see the kind of challenges we're dealing with today, but the 70s, in terms of, you know, danger to the police, and policing had become much safer. I mean, in 1972, I think there were 129 police officers shot and killed, and we had less than a half a million. And today, I think we have somewhere around 850 to 900,000 police officers, and we run usually somewhere between 60 and 65 that are shot and killed. So it's become safer in terms of better trained officers, ballistic, vests, and the kind of equipment that we provide our officers with. But it's still a very challenging time today. And as a result of that, I think it's also a time that we kind of look at our practices just like we had to look at them in the 70s and say, okay, are there some things that we should be doing a little bit different? And I think the answer to that, of course, is yeah, in some instances, there is.
All right, it's Chief Lou Dekmar. Chief, thank you very much for coming on with us. We'll have you on again. Enjoy your time in Utah, and we'll talk soon, sir.
All right.
Thank you very much.
To talk to you. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be back. We're going to take calls for the next half hour. 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. We'll be back. We want to take calls. Come on in. We're going to liven up this show, baby.
LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is a registered 501c3 organization dedicated to creating safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence by collaborating with educators, community leaders, families, and law enforcement. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's leadrugs.org. Help LEAD create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country and ultimately the world.
The National Court Reporting Week, February 4th through the 11th. Plaza College, of course, kind of the bedrock of court reporting. But Josh Edwards, a stenographer who has served for more than 1,000 depositions, arbitrations, hearings, etc. I don't think people understand that there are lots of different kind of revenue options with court reporting.
There are three broad career paths. There's the traditional reporting route, and with those jobs, you typically are a full-time employee, so you get your salary, your range of benefits. And in addition to the salary and the benefits, you also produce the transcripts. And the attorneys, when they need the transcripts for the next day of court, they have to order that from you, the court reporter, and they pay for that separately. So if your salary, let's say in federal court in New York City, starts at a little over $100,000, depending on how busy you are in federal court on trials, you might double that income just in transcript income alone. So we start our captioners at my company at $100 an hour, and there's a two-hour minimum per job. The convenience is the number one thing, that people can spare the expense of traveling into the city, having to get dressed and come in and pay for parking. And there is now an industry for both hybrid and remotely, and that's going to be here forever. Plaza is now doing their entire court reporting program remotely. So, as you know, when we send an email saying, hey, we have a job starting at 9 o'clock on Monday morning, are you free for it? Even if that job cancels within a day, or if it only goes for half an hour or 75 minutes, they're still going to earn a minimum of $200 for that time slot.
That's really amazing. I encourage people to check it out. And they have an introductory thing, friend. You just click the link and get the info. And Josh Edwards, you're a perfect example as to why. That's got to feel good and awfully rewarding. Thanks for spending some time with us.
My pleasure. And, you know, I'm not bragging to say, but I am very happy and thankful that it has been a six-figure career every year since I started.
PlazaCollege.edu.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for an extraordinary travel opportunity that will be the highlight of your year, maybe a highlight of your life. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel this October for the Stand With Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, as we uncover important geopolitical sites and show you Israel's significance on the world stage. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to register or call 855-565-5519.
Don't turn that dial. You're listening to Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. Now your host, Nick DeMauro.
Hey, we're back here. 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. You listen to AM 970, The Answer. And we got people on the lines. We got a caller, Patricia Johnson from Trenton, New Jersey. Patricia, how are you?
I'm doing great, Nick. I got to meet you at the League of Municipalities, and I've learned so much about you since then, Nick. I want to tell you what a great job you're doing. I'm running for Senate in District 14, and I want to try to help move this program much, much further ahead if I get in. I see that you're working all across the country, and it's amazing with all the difficulties that we're having with fentanyl and drugs and bullying as well. What you do is amazing. I just want everybody on this line and you to know that it's greatly appreciated because we need so much more of this.
So tell us about, Pat, where's your district that you're running in?
Hamilton, Robbinsville, Middlesex, East Windsor, West Windsor, Cranberry, all in that area.
Well, that sounds like a great area. I lived in Hamilton for a while. Our office is in Allentown. For everyone that knows, our corporate office is in Allentown, which is off 7A on the Turnpike. And, you know, we are a bipartisan organization, Pat. And I don't even know if you're a Republican or a Democrat. What are you, Pat?
I'm a Republican.
Okay. Well, that's good. We're neutral here at LEAD, but we support people that support us. So we're very happy to that you're calling in. We wish you well, and I hope that the platform you promote is anti-drug, anti-violence, and
absolutely. You know, drugs doesn't pick a party. It goes on both sides, whether you're red or you're blue. It can affect us all, and we all need to remember that because what you do is so needed within each of our counties and our districts throughout. And as I said, Nick, I know that you go from Jersey to Mexico. I mean, you go everywhere, and I don't know how you do it, but you get yourself around everywhere. And it's I see the car that you the red and blue cars that you have, and I know you go to many events, and I give you kudos because I don't know how you get it all done. And as people, we need to stand behind you because our children are dying, our adults are dying every day because of drugs, and the more that we can get out there, the better it is. Wow. So I want to thank again.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, Pat, and I wish you the best of luck and good luck in your quest to help the residents of your district. I think you're in LD 14. Is that correct?
Yep, LD 14. That's it.
Well, good luck. Good luck to you, and we'll have you back on. I want to hear some progress on how you're doing.
That sounds great to me. Thank you, Nick.
All right, take care. We're listening to AM 970, The Answer. This is Battling Drugs and Violence with the lead guy. We just had Patricia Johnson, and a legislative candidate for the Senate in the Trenton area. We have listeners from all over the country. I mentioned earlier we have, our weekly listener, Faye Collier, down in Naples, Florida. She's there with her. She's hugging her new puppy, Frankie. And we're happy to have Faye down in Naples, home of the Collier County Sheriff, Kevin Rambosk, who's one of our board members we've had on. And we got a lot of stuff going on, Lead. The phones are open. Let's get some calls in here. 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. But let's talk about a couple things that we got excited with Lead. We just signed a national partnership agreement with National Night Out. I'm sure you've all heard of National Night Out, your local police department, the second Tuesday of August. The first Tuesday of August. And it's the event where they bring the communities out together, and Lead is the official drug and violence prevention sponsor of National Night Out and partner. And with over 16,000 communities across the country, our logo will be everywhere. We will be promoting it with National Night Out and their organization. We're really excited about this relationship. Yeah, there we go, baby. We're happy. We're really happy about what we're doing. There's more to come with National Night Out, and we're going to be really pumping it. This week, our team, we have our Vice President Brett Alamy and Vice President Kim Lay traveling to Nashville, Tennessee for the National Association of School Administrators. I'm sure Rich Baza, one of our board members, will be out there in Nashville. I wish I could be going, but I got something more important here this week. I have my daughter Elena's surprise 25th birthday party coming up next Saturday, which we're really excited about. She's a special child, 25 years old, and we're really happy about Elena's big event next Saturday on February 18th. But back to battling drugs and violence. We've been on a rocket ride, this organization. We've been really growing tremendously. We had another training of another 20 some odd officers this week in Gloucester Township. We trained, there's some new departments. Cherry Hill, New Jersey is coming on board with us. I just got a call yesterday. Wyckoff in Bergen County is coming on board. It looks like we got another call coming in. We'll see who's calling in a minute. And we have a lot of exciting stuff going on. Tomorrow, the big game in MetLife Stadium. And there it is. Who are we going with? I got across the board from me here. I got...
By the way, I was at that event last year, and I love that Lead Fest. Got to be on the 50-yard line, which we're all going to do tomorrow as well, right?
Absolutely. Alex, our producer here, he's going to be there tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting tomorrow from the event. I'm going to try to get John Sterling on. He's going to be the MC at the event. I'm going to try to get him on a radio for next week's show.
You got to do the call. If you get him, you got to have him do the call on the radio.
Absolutely. And speaking of which, we got Bob from Wayne, New Jersey. Bob, how you doing out there?
Okay, I'm interested in learning about this Lead program. I hear so much about it, and having kids and grandkids, I'm interested in knowing what it is.
Yeah, well, we are the fastest growing and largest tested and most effective curriculum available to law enforcement throughout the United States. We use the K through 12 Mendez curriculum, the two good family of curricula. And we do that in the classroom. We have over 20 curricula. There's no other organization that has that many curricula that's been tested, proven effective than us. We're very proud of that distinction. And we're very happy about the direction we're going in. And we're just growing rapidly. We're working with the state of Florida, Governor DeSantis' office, and have some real exciting stuff going on there. And it's just like a rocket ride. And I don't know if I mentioned it to you. I don't know if you were listening earlier. Tomorrow we have a big event at MetLife Stadium. We rented out MetLife Stadium. We got some celebrities coming. We got a lot of stuff going on. And if anyone wants to donate, go to leadrugs.org. You can donate at leadrugs.org. So, Bob, where are you from?
I'm from Wayne, Nick. And one of the things you said, though, I think is important is the fact that you said your program is deemed effective or certified effective.
Yes. Yes. We've been tested with a randomized controlled trials. We're in the studio here, and one of the folks in the studio was started laughing. We got the giggles here in the studio, Bob. But we have we've been testing randomized control groups. What that means is you have two groups. One group has taken the program and gets tested with a pre and post test, and then you get another group that has not been tested. And they get evaluated, and hopefully the group that gets the program has better results than the group that doesn't get the program, which has been a problem with other groups, other organizations. That's why they say, when you hear them say about, we don't like to mention names, but if they say another group it's been ineffective, that's why they say it, because it's been tested and proven ineffective. So,
well, that's great. I think that's most important, and parents, grandparents, and everybody, educators, I definitely need to know that. That needs to be,
No, I appreciate it. And if you're in the area, Wayne's not far. I actually lived in Wayne a little bit in my life. It's a nice area. If you're around tomorrow, we'll be at MetLife Stadium. And you can email me at ndemorrow@leadrugs.org. We have a couple tickets. We actually have some free tickets available if anybody wants to. The first two people that call me reach out, you can get some free tickets to this big game tomorrow at MetLife Stadium. Bob, we got to go. It's time for a break, but thank you very much for calling, sir.
Information, Nick.
Thank
Good
you,
luck.
Sir. Bye-bye.
LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization supported by dedicated police officers who are committed to protecting our youth and communities from the threat of drugs, drug-related crimes, cyberbullying, and violence. To join the fight against drugs and violence in your community, visit leadrugs.org. That's leadrugs.org. Help LEAD create safer, healthier communities free of drugs, bullying, and violence throughout our country and ultimately the world.
We expect our information in real time. U.S. Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 800-730-8405 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check. As easy as that's 800-730-8405.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Gateway Academy, Upper Room Christian School, Bergen County
Valley Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition, or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630. We're back with Nick DeMauro and Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy.
Everybody, that's me, Nick DeMauro, the Lead Guy. We're taking calls, 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. We had a legislative candidate from New Jersey call in, talk about this issue. We had Bob from Wayne, and the phones are open, but we're going to go into, you know, we got a lot of issues going on in this country right now. We had the, it's crazy time, but that southern border is still a mess. I'm glad to hear that the President of the United States, as you remember, I implored the President to start taking an action
right
on the southern border, and he did bring it up during the State of the Union. So I applaud the President for, if anything, waking up. But we really need to address that southern border. I don't want to get involved in the immigration issue or anything like that. But it's
Nick,
I'm worried about
you,
safety.
Go
ahead.
We've
got Alex here, our producer. Go ahead.
Obviously, in addition to all the sports we're going to do tomorrow, there is a bigger cause to the lead event. So what are people going to learn about tomorrow that they should come and check it out, besides all the sports figures that are going to be there?
Well, absolutely. And it's a fundraiser for Lead. So $25 from every ticket will be going to Lead. We have sponsors. And it's going to be a great event. We'll make $20,000, and it'll help support the organization. And you know, in New Jersey, we give free workbooks to any kid who goes through our program in the greatest state of New Jersey, and we're trying to do that nationally. So our goal,
I know last year it was expanding. Now you've really expanded in the year since last year's Lead Fest, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. And we really we're trying to grow in Florida. We're working with Governor DeSantis's office, and we're real excited. Our regional director, Julie Yaka, is doing a fantastic job down there. And we just got a grant. We got notified yesterday, $200,000 grant for the state of Tennessee in the congressional district down there. Congressman Fleischman's office was able to secure the $200,000 to grow the program in over 11 counties in Tennessee. So we're really excited about, you know, the direction of the organization and where we're going. And it only happens through grassroots efforts. You know, our PR firm, we're working nationally on trying to promote the organization and local towns and what they're doing. And you know, it's exciting. We had we have officers in our coming to our headquarters every day. I had an officer in there from Sayreville yesterday, and we were talking about the unfortunate situation where they had a councilwoman
yes,
that was murdered in their town. And that was an unfortunate thing. You know, I don't know if you know this, Alex, but I'm a councilman
yes,
in
I
Lake
know.
Como.
You
New
are
Jersey.
A Republican, apparently, right?
I'm a Republican. Yeah, now I'm actually a registered Democrat.
Okay, I did not know that.
I am a registered Democrat in Monmouth County, but I am neutral. I believe my service with Lake Como is about Lake Como, not about a party. I think local government is about a party, and I think the same way with the drug and violence prevention field. It's not about a party. It's about what's best for the safety of the residents that we serve. And
so did they mention the fentanyl crisis in the State of the Union this week? Do you know?
They did. They did. And I'm glad to hear that they're finally recognizing that. And it's a nationwide issue. We have an event tonight, actually. My wife and daughter, Amanda, going to represent LEAD down in Collier County tonight at a big event on the Isle of Capri with Kim Mitchell. Kim is a supporter of ours that's getting involved. She has a beautiful home down on the Isles, and she's having a big event there. We're going to put the LEAD truck is down there, and it's going to be promoted down there. We're going to be raising money down in the Isle of Capri tonight, and tomorrow we're going to be at MetLife. So it's going to be a great time.
I have to say, when you did the boardroom roundtable, that was really innovative radio, I thought. So are you going to try and do that every month for us to give us an inside look at what's going on at the board?
We could. That's a great idea. We have to really – we can do that. I was glad – you know, one of the great things we had is Dottie Herman is now on our board. Dottie has her own show on Saturday mornings from 10 to 12 here on AM 970, The Answer, on real estate. She's obviously a real estate legend.
Absolutely,
you
yes.
Know?
Yep.
And last week we had Joe Grano on, another legend of Wall Street. You know, Joe was very instrumental after 9/11 to they had a meeting of all the top executives regarding the stock exchange, and they wanted to get open right away. And Joe stood up and said, "Time out. Take a deep breath. Let's open up on Monday. Let's take a deep breath. Let's not do anything crazy." And they listened, and it worked out well. So there was no issues, and they credit Joe Grano for that. And he has been on our board of directors for years, a strategic advisor. I actually had lunch with him yesterday. A great guy. And anyone wants to call in, we got 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. The phones are on if anyone wants to call in.
Well, you know, I know that you're very we have all these great guests every week, but I want to get inside your mind for a minute, because you had gone to those other organizations and were part of those other organizations, but you broke out and started LEAD, didn't you? That's kind of how this whole thing started.
Well, it started because New Jersey needed a tested, proven, effective curricula, and there wasn't a good one available to them. And they felt that, you know, they wanted a good, tested, proven, effective curriculum. So the school superintendents and police chiefs got together, and they worked out an arrangement with the Mendez Foundation, and it worked out to be that, and they hired me to be their executive director, and
ran with it ever since, right?
It's been great. It's been fantastic. We got a caller coming in from New Brunswick, New Jersey. Who do we have here?
We are just getting them on the line right now, so just give us a second here. But, no, you are leading this. You're taking the charge every day. Not just every Saturday when you're on the radio. Every day you're taking charge of LEAD and growing it, right? I feel like you never stop working, right?
No, it's 24-7, my man. 24-7, and I love it. All right, who do we got? Ray from Woodbridge. Ray, you there?
Hello?
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
So, you heard of LEAD before?
Yeah, I've been to a couple of LEAD Fests.
Oh, okay. You know, it's funny. You're talking about our LEAD Fest brand. Yeah, we run fairs and festivals throughout the Northeast this year. We have 11 tentatively scheduled right now. Have you been to any of our LEAD Fests, Ray?
Yeah, East Brunswick.
East Brunswick at Brunswick Square Mall. That actually is going to be held Mother's Day weekend through Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, it's not July this year.
No, we moved it. And I think it'll be great. We ran last year in July. It was 100 degrees every day. So we're going to switch route, though. We were on by the Macy's side. Now we're going to be on the JCPenney's side, which is going to be really good. In a bigger spot.
Any other new ones up in this area?
Well, we're negotiating with a spot in Piscataway, which we're really excited about. We have, obviously, our signature event is, we have two signature events. One is at the Westfield Garden State Plaza in Paramus, and that's going to be going from Memorial Day for 3 weekends. It's a tradition. It's probably one of the largest carnivals in the state. And then in the last week of June into July, the Lead Fest State Fair at Mercer County Park will be taking place. That's going to be bigger and better than ever this year.
Oh, that's great.
And we got Gloucester, Township in May, and Voorhees Township down in South Jersey coming up, and
that's a little too far for me.
Well, hey, you know, we got up north. We're looking around. It's a big Leanne Seeley's runs our events for us and the marketing and advertising group, and you know, we're expanding. So who do you like in the Ray? Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
I'm hoping it ends in a tie. I was a big Cincinnati Bengal fan. They got robbed. And I hate the Eagles being from this area.
I hear you. Hey, we only got a couple minutes left. But, Ray, thank you for calling. And please, we'll see you at one of the Lead Fest events. Come by and ask for me.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's Ray from... Okay. Ray from Woodbridge. And we have about a couple minutes left.
About a minute, yeah. Who do you have for tomorrow?
I'm going with Kansas City.
Okay, love that.
As a Giant fan, I just cannot root for the Eagles. I just can't do it. Even though we got Sean Lendetta, former Eagles punter, we'll be at the event.
It's going to be a stacked event tomorrow. I can feel it.
2 free tickets to anyone who emails. First person who emails me gets 2 free tickets tomorrow to the event at MetLife Stadium. And tomorrow at leadrugs.org. And tomorrow at leadrugs.org. We'll see you next week. And tomorrow we're taping it live at the event, and it will be broadcast next Saturday here on AM 970 The Answer. Over and out.
The preceding program, sponsored by Lead Incorporated.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.